So the first step in applying this framework is for the auditor to decide on the tolerable level of independence risk. And the tolerable level is the likelihood that the auditor's objectivity would be compromised or might appear to be compromised to well-informed investors and other users. So when looking at independence risks, the view of these other investors or these other interested parties must be considered. And the decision to apply safeguards to reduce the risk always involves a cost-benefit analysis. You know, safeguards should only be applied when the benefits of reducing the independence risks exceeds their costs.